Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church and welcome into the beginning of Holy Week with Palm Sunday here at Peace. Just a couple notes. This is a festival kind of service. You can already tell, you can smell the lasagnas in the air probably already. And this service also has an interactive component more so than other services. So it is very festive. It is a celebration. This morning, everyone should have received a palm branch. This is not a weapon to hit your neighbor with, to make them behave, by the way. The palm branch in all ancient civilizations, not just Christianity, but if you look at Egypt and especially the Middle East, the palm branch was a symbol of victory and also of peace. And so when Jesus entered into Jerusalem, they waved the palm branch and they were saying, Jesus is the victor. Jesus is the Lord. And we're going to do the same thing in our worship service here today. So when we open up with that song, All Glory, Laud, and Honor, in a safe way and a fairly organized way, you're invited forward to place your palm branch as we sing that song, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. You can place your palm branch either in this receptacle or in this receptacle. If you're on this side, you're probably going to want to come to this one. And if you're over here in the middle or on this side, you'll come over and place it here coming from this row this morning. A couple other announcements to share with you. I'll start off with the not so good news. I know some of you have heard the news that was shared. It was late last night. I know it was spread around in social media. Camp Lutherwood, the main lodge of Camp Lutherwood down in Cheshire, Oregon, burned to the ground late Friday night. And so just to let everyone know, I've been in contact with Andrea Schofield, the executive director, and she's really devastated by this. Obviously, there's going to be a quick investigation done on the fire. And there were no staff on site when it happened. And from that investigation, of course, there's going to be a plan put in place to build again. So they were already talking about that in general. So just the plan's kind of changing just a little bit. So you may have caught that on the news. I know some of you did, or at least on social media. But we're going to keep our ears peeled to this. And she's going to share with us ways that maybe we could help out here at Peace in the weeks ahead. So just pay attention to that. Other announcements, of course, Holy Week is here. We do have a brief card that explains each of the services that are coming up. There's three commonalities in all the services this week: Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, Easter. They're all interactive. It's a little different. So there's something tangible that you'll do in the service. Also, our choir is going to sing in every service. And also, you're going to hear about how Jesus serves you and how that gives us hope in life and also beyond life towards eternal life. Next Sunday, just to make sure, next Sunday's service is at 10 a.m. You'll want to get here early. It will be packed. And so just one service at 10 a.m. There is no Sunday school that Sunday. And once we conclude, of course, that's say 11:30 or so. Right after, at the conclusion of the service, we're going for the Easter egg hunt. So we're hoping for good weather next Sunday. I think that does it for my announcements. Are there any other announcements to share before we begin this morning? Lindy? Yep.
I just want to say good afternoon.
All right, great. If you didn't hear that, the announcement is we have a blood drive here at Peace. The American Red Cross is doing a blood drive here on Thursday, April 25th. So be looking to sign up. Great cookies, good goodies here. So keep that on your radar. Audrey, you had a special day yesterday.
It was a very special day, and I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you for being here, for your prayers, your cards, your comfort, your loving care. It really has helped us through this time. Special thank you to the Ladies Guild and all the food that was brought in, made and brought in. I thought it was like feeding the 5,000 because I know they were preparing food for 60 and we had quite a few more people here. It was quite a blessing. And to Ellen, who organized all of it, that really meant a lot. To Jim, who did the slideshows for us. To Pastor with a very special message and service and being with Joel and I over these last weeks. And I'd also like to say a thank you to my grandson, Eric, for playing the French horn. And for my daughter and son-in-law, Andrea and Jeremy, for singing praises for their grandpa and their dad. Thank you to everybody. I don't want to leave anybody out, but you all mean a lot to me. Oh, also, I was also given a beautiful blue and white prayer shawl this past week, and that meant a lot to me, too. So thank you to all my friends and family here at Peace.
Thanks, Audrey. Okay. 24? She's 24. Ruth is officially 94. Is that right? Happy birthday, Ruth. What a way to celebrate. Yes, Rob. Okay, the bypass is officially open. Great. And you, yep. All right. The last announcement that I'd share with everyone is an important one. Usually right after Easter, things slow down at churches. That is not going to happen here at Peace. It never does. And I want to let you know about an important date. May 1st is Call Day in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And on that day in St. Louis, we are thinking that we are going to have a vicar that is going to be assigned to Philomath. So we are going to live stream that, and we'll share that link also via the internet. So we'll have it live streamed here in the sanctuary. We're also going to take some time to pray for this person and to sing a song that will bind our hearts to support this person that's coming out here. So that's going to be May 1st at 1 o'clock. If I find out that we're not getting a vicar, we will not have that service, and I will let you know. That's a chance, too. Excellent.